This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Herman Cain will join us here in a couple of minutes, and then later on, Dominic Ferriello will be here to take your legal questions, and then at 9:30, we'll talk to U.S. Representative Patrick Murphy, who is running up against Marco Rubio, who I don't like, and I don't like little, because Donald Trump pretty much ruined it for me, little Marco. Now I just see him as little boy Marco.
Well, and Patrick Murphy, you're going to have corned beef and cabbage in every pot.
Oh, yeah.
Vote for him. Right?
He will join us a little bit later on the program, and we'll talk to him and remind everybody that also you're going to, you do whatever you want, but the smart vote is no on one. That is the solar one that they've written in a tricky way to make you think that voting yes would be to your advantage, but it's not. No on one. And yes on two. Two, of course, the medical marijuana, which we've discussed a lot on this show with John Morgan, who has led the charge for medical marijuana. And hopefully this herb of the earth will be able to be legal and bring some relief to some folks who are suffering. And for you potheads, don't get all excited. It doesn't necessarily mean anything for you.
Right.
All right, it is Election Day, and as a very serious political radio show, we welcome a very serious political guest.
It's 102.5 The Bone's 2016 campaign full coverage, where respected members of the news community call in and talk politics with our group of assholes.
That's right, and tonight at 6 o'clock, we will begin our electile dysfunction coverage here on this radio station. We will welcome back to the show a man who thought I would like to waste my own personal money and try to run for president, Herman Cain. How are you, sir?
Mike, I'm doing great. You mean you're scolding potheads this morning in addition to all your other heavy responsibilities?
Well, I'm all for the medical marijuana, which is on the ballot here. But all the potheads get all excited. They think now they all have a freedom to go out and get wasted.
One step closer.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I got you. Good to be with you, man.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. And early vote? Do you vote today? What do you do?
I early vote in Georgia. Yeah. We are one of the states that does early voting, and I voted about a week ago. A week and one day ago, I went ahead and got mine done. Yes, I voted for Donald Trump. I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
And I have talked about it and gave people all the reasons why I voted for Trump and why never Hillary.
I follow you on Facebook, and I've been seeing your post up there, very pro-Trump. I find myself, I will vote for Trump today, but I think more because I am so, I can't understand that this day in age that we have a woman up there who has been investigated by the FBI and pretty much lied to everyone, bleached and destroyed her hard drives, and we are still going to most likely elect her to be the next president.
Not necessarily.
You don't think so, huh?
Sadly, as I say, no. And here's why. The enthusiasm gap is so big that I believe that voter turnout will trump voter fraud. Voter turnout will also trump the corruption. In fact, I sent out a tweet yesterday. Trump the corruption. That's what it boiled down to. Mm. And I think more and more people have finally heard it somehow, some way, and they know that the woman is corrupt to the core, and they're going to vote against corruption. And I always tell people, don't commit the third evil by not voting just because you may not be in love with one of the candidates. This ain't a love affair. This is about the future of America.
I brought myself to a Trump rally here. Have you ever been to one of those?
I've been to three.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, sorry. I went to the one here at the amphitheater where the capacity is about 19,000 people, and I would say there was close to 15,000 people there. And what was the most inconvenient way to get there? You had to wait in line. You had to pay $10 to park. Then you had to walk a half a mile, and there were still 15,000 people there to see Donald Trump, and I was amazed by that. I think you're right. I think that's their biggest worry is how much this country is inspired to make things change.
If people are going to go to that much trouble to go to a Trump rally. They are going to go to their local precinct and vote. What the liberal media want people to believe is that, number one, your vote doesn't count. Wrong. They want people to believe that this thing is over. Wrong. And they are actually putting that BS out there.
Yeah.
No, this is a long way from over. And I think what you saw at that rally was that real Trump enthusiasm. And those people are going to vote because they're sick of the corruption.
Oh, I think they are definitely going to get out there and vote. I'm very excited about this. I'm one of those people who enjoys being a part of history. I talk about this all the time. Yeah. It was an embarrassing time for the country, but I really enjoyed watching Bill Clinton on TV when he had to admit that he had relations with Monica Lewinsky, because that's something that will go down in the history books and happen in my lifetime. And I think that to be a part of this election, the same way to see Barack Obama become the first black president, it's just happening in my lifetime. I get excited about that. So tonight, right, I will be glued like everybody else. What happens tomorrow if Donald Trump does not win? What do you think? He does not go quietly, right?
I believe he will go quietly. He will accept the results. They will check out some of those precincts that have been questionable in the past. But I don't think he's going to create a huge stink. He's going to say, hey, the American people have spoken. And if you want, you want a corrupt president in the White House, then you've got it. It just means that the people who are looking past for corruption, people who want to maintain the status quo, they outvoted the people who wanted somebody who was honest. Yeah, he may be crass, but he's not a liar. And I think that's what it comes down to. So heaven forbid she wins, but if she does, I don't think he's going to create a stink of it. It just means that it's going to be four long, dreadful years of the direction that we're heading. And it's just going to continue to take a toll on the American people.
Do you think, I wonder if she makes it. I mean, I the reports of her hidden illness, we talked to a guy yesterday who was just absolutely convinced that she won't make the 4 years if she's there.
I wouldn't go that far, but I know that she does have some health problems. That's what has kept her from being out on the campaign trail as much as she could have been and as much as she should have been. But they are keeping that under wraps. They don't want people to say, I don't want to elect a president that might be ill and may not make it to 4 years. So I think she'll make it to 4 years. She's going to be propped up by the people around her. She's going to be propped up by political pros that are, that's who's propped her up now.
Yeah.
She's not going to be making the decisions. All of these political professionals around her are going to be making the decisions because she wants to continue her corrupt ways. And the best way to do that is not take any bold steps on anything.
What do you think is the worst example? I don't know if it's been the Benghazi situation. I don't know if it's the email situation or the hidden illness situation or the Clinton Foundation scandal. What do you think is the worst form of Hillary Clinton corruption?
The Benghazi lies.
Four people are dead.
Four people are dead. I met the mother of one of the guys who was killed in Benghazi, and not only did she lie to them, and so did Barack Obama, they have tried to suppress these people, these families speaking out. They have tried to suppress it using the government, and the liberal media will not even report it. This lady was in tears when I talked to her in Cleveland, and she was there. I think that is the worst cover-up. Lie about how and why a family member got killed, and then you try to suppress them speaking out against this administration and against Hillary Clinton, who was Secretary of State at the time. That's the biggest in my mind.
And if you watch that movie, and I know there's probably some Hollywood in there, but you really feel for those people, and you really see what they went through, and it's sad. Herman Cain is joining us. Herman Cain, I don't know what he was thinking. He was rich and happy, and he was like, let me waste all my own money and run for president.
Smart, okay?
Yeah. Then all of a sudden they tried to make him look like a bad guy, but he managed to get out, and he turned it around, and now he is a respected broadcaster. Now, let me ask you this real quick. Now, what do they got? Where do you do your show from? You have it in your office or what?
We call it WSB South. You know, WSB is the host station with the headquarters downtown.
Right.
In my office in Stockbridge, which is about 10 minutes from my home, that's where I actually do my... I'm here, but my three team members are in downtown Atlanta studio, and then I got another associate producer who's my executive assistant who's with here. So I'm outside of the downtown office, but it's worked great.
Okay, I need to get that. I need to get that in my next contract. I'd like to be from my downtown office.
Yeah, your home downtown office.
My home, yeah.
Good luck, Mike.
I'm gonna call that the Herman Cain clause, and I'm putting it in my contract for my next big deal. Hey, I want to say thank you for all the times you've gone on the air with us from the debates, from the primaries, rather, all the way through the election day. I appreciate it, and we love being able to get you on the air, and maybe we get a little election day shucky ducky out of you.
Hey, shucky ducky, this is America's future.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show again, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Herman Cain, ladies and gentlemen, there you go.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.